now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio. We're nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. the Snow Guy, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. the Desert Crier.
That's right.
Crier.
We just
how are Desert. You, and how far are you in Zelda?
Oh, man. It's really good. Doing great. We had a great weekend. Just hanging out with the kids, doing some fun stuff. A lot of live music this weekend, but played some Zelda. Definitely some Zelda this weekend. That was fun. We got just finished the Desert Kingdom. Get that Lightning Stone. I love how they, no spoilers, I guess, but they have new abilities from each thing that you capture, you finish, like the stones you capture.
Ooh.
They're interesting mechanics. You'll like them.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I'll say, listen, Cry, I made the tweet already. I've been talking about it as well. And you've also said it when you played a little bit before I did, because I had a bunch of things last week, but you're like, this is like next level good. Like it's,
yeah, it was,
when you think of Breath of the Wild, you think of maybe even a top five game for me, at least ever. And this literally just like wipes the floor. Like,
yeah.
And that's crazy to me. Like they grabbed all the good, they stuck with it, and then they just added on top even more good. And it's, we haven't seen that in video games in a while. You always get that like next game, you're like, the other one's
better.
The
same.
It's or not it's bad, but it's good.
Like,
yeah.
Even most people that I think, I've seen a couple of bad takes on it, or not bad takes, but just like people that are saying it wasn't, that's not good. They're like, it's all the same stuff, like my weapon breaks and all this stuff. And I don't know, it just kind of, I feel like all that stuff kind of like immerses you like really well into
that's the whole point. Crier, like you need to make a list of the people that said that and let me, I got to go knock on their doors. No, I got
it. Yeah, I definitely agree. It's nuts. But yeah, I remember playing Breath of the Wild and after the first playthrough, loved it. The second playthrough, I can see where people are saying some of the issues of a lot of repetitiveness. It's almost like Assassin's Creed, but again, that's the second playthrough. So Assassin's Creed, you're going up, you go up the top of the tower, find some stuff, do it again and again. And I don't know, for me, I don't get that feeling at all with this. I feel there's always something new to explore, and I feel like there's a lot more, especially in the dungeons. The dungeons aren't not, they were like, I don't know,
shrines.
It took me forever like to
talk
figure
about the shrines,
it out.
Right?
No, like the dungeon, like the, I just did the first like dungeon, like where you get the one of your, the final four you're talking about.
Oh, like the main bosses.
Dungeon.
Okay, I'm so
sorry.
I was like, what's going on? All right.
Like the main bosses. So like the Gerudo dungeon or whatever, lightning dungeon, it's what they call it, I think. So those ones, that one was super cool, but the way that they've made it, I feel like in the last one, it was still like on the rails where you still had to like follow a trajectory and go a certain path. But with these, with the ability to like, the ascend and go through all these different, you can do everything so weird. Like you can come out from any direction.
Oh yeah.
I went to the top Absolutely. Of the tower, just ascended all the way up and then just work my way down instead of starting in the front. I don't know. I just feel like there's one part where I got stuck because like one of the statues hadn't moved yet to reveal a door because I was behind like an area that you weren't really supposed to be because of the ascend thing. And I was like, oh wow, that's kind of interesting. It's just very open world and it's even, open path. The way they did the pathing is even better than Breath of the Wild. I'm really
excited. So let me ask you, did you ever play, is it Elden Ring or Elden Scroll? You know the game last year? That one game
Elden
of the
Ring,
year?
Yeah.
Elden Ring.
I didn't play a ton of it, but yeah.
Pretty good game. Everyone loves it. I personally don't like it as much because of it being too open world. It's literally like it drops you and you got to figure out what the heck's going on. Here on this side, you obviously get that feel a little bit, but it's a lot easier to find where you need to go, etc.
Yeah.
So that's where I like it. It's just a little bit. It's like Skyrim. Skyrim had that sensation of that open world, but it's still, you were good on the, like it had a path. And on the other side, I feel like I never just had a path. I was like, what the heck's going on? But again, this game's absolutely phenomenal. I'm having such a blast playing it. I should be streaming it, but unfortunately or fortunately, I went back to Disney this weekend for the fourth time in 5 weeks.
Sounds terrible.
I think, my legs are, I'm so tired. I'm going to be honest with you. But all right, enough of that. We'll talk a little bit maybe at the end of Zelda. I will probably be streaming, hopefully, during the week, if not on the weekends. I'm gonna do like everything. I've already tested it out, looks good, we're ready to rock and roll.
Nice.
So it should be fun. But now let's go into the NFT side of it and the one thing everyone's talking about, and I'm looking at OpenSea like every single day at them, and obviously you purchased one a few weeks ago, and it's the Pudgy of the Penguins. The Penguins
right.
are
the Pudgiest
ripping
of Penguins.
the penguins are selling and the penguins are doing everything every project in the NFT space should have done on right. at least on the toy side and probably everything else. So the big thing that's happened over the last few days, even week, has been the drop of the Pudgy Penguin toys on Amazon. So yeah. a lot of things to digest from this. Number one, the launch page on Amazon looks great. The pictures, like with the kids holding the stuffed penguins as well as the actual collectibles. I'm going to be honest with you, Cryer. Honestly, I don't even have to be honest with you. Just look around me. When I looked at those penguins, it was, I wanted to buy one and I don't even hold it. And you already know my take on the penguins from the beginning. I hated them. The community back here, let me ask you something, Cryer. The community at the beginning of time wasn't the nicest. We didn't like it as much.
No, they were more like crypto Twitter guys. And it was more like, it was definitely a lot more different vibe than I feel like it currently is.
Absolutely.
More like family oriented, positivity. I definitely think that they have a good mix of people nowadays, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very impressed. Like, they released all their toys on the 18th. Each toy comes with a certificate to a digital items that are able to be customized on a penguin online. It's kind of like the a kid's like first step into what a digital collectible is or something like that. They're 20 bucks, 24 bucks for the plushies.
The shipping was a little aggressive, but yeah.
Shipping is a little aggressive. I think that I'm sure later they will be integrated with Prime, I would assume, when they have drop shipping.
Correct, but it was aggressive. Keep going, Cryer.
I agree. No, I'm not going to disagree with you. I bought a bunch of them. I bought five, so it was $5 for shipping, whatever. Jessica, probably.
For all of them was five? Oh, yeah. Okay, you know what?
If you get one item.
Half back.
It wasn't per item, yeah, for sure. So
okay,
it was just
perfect.
Like,
so I'll take it half back on that side. So the five for obviously one, a little aggressive. But other than that, again, like you said, Cryer, it was just, it looked great. The actual figurines look phenomenal. Like you said, and I'm going to take a little jab at Doodles. Hey, Cryer, let me ask you something. What if Doodles dropped a little figure and it brought an NFT and that NFT was the wearable for Doodles too? More happy or less happy on your bags? Way more happy. I feel like that would have been phenomenal for anything. And again, a bow to the Penguins for doing that. So let's get into a little bit of the stat.
The idea here is they already had these collectibles. They had the $350 vinyl collectible. Only sold to specific holders. I don't know. That's not like their whole first goal was to be the one that onboards all the people. You know, hey, it does. It looks great. But at the same time,
oh, it's phenomenal.
How many of those probably sold?
Not that many.
Probably like 300, 400, I think. Pretty low.
We can talk about Bored Apes as well on that side. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. But you're absolutely right. So on this side, it is pretty impressive. So let me give you some stats and then we'll keep on going on that side. So Amazon witnessed a frenzy. Over 20,000 of these freaking toys flew off the shelves in a matter of hours. That's pretty much in 48 hours, they got around $500,000 in revenue based on these little freaking penguins. Now, the really interesting part about this all, we look at all these projects from Bored Apes to Doodles to Gutter. They all drop merch. They all drop these figures, etc. Not one of them has actually integrated any of the IP aspect of NFTs. Now, Pudgy comes in here hot with all these figurines, these figures. They literally are from said person that owns NFTs, and they're actually getting a percent of the royalty. This is what we want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about. This is what the whole freaking NFT space wants to talk about. This is like next level. Even if it's, I'm not asking for $100 million here, Cry. I'm not asking for $1 million. I'm asking for something, some skin in the game
100%.
Where in the last 500 years, we haven't had that. So this is the first time that you're seeing it. It's community driven. Community are a part of that said revenue. And it's truly remarkable, to be honest 100%. With you. So it's
awesome. He's done a fantastic job. We've seen, this has all been like the, what people have promised, I feel like in the past, right? We were all like, oh, we're going to be licensing our IPs, and we've heard that so many people have said that over the 3 years that we've been doing this, right? It's constant. We have rights to our IP. We can do whatever we want with it. And it's like, realistically, no one's going to actually, how many people actually use their IP for something? They throw it on like a hot sauce or something. That's 95% of it is like, woo, I'm on a hot sauce. Let's go, baby. No one's actually building
water.
water. Yeah. No one's actually building like a new like application with that picture, or it's not really used much. It's usually like a little simply products, and 99% of people don't even use that for that purpose. So this is actually, the idea here is fantastic, where the company that you are pretty much holding their overall arcing IP has individual IP rights, license these toys, being able to be part of the revenue. It's kind of like how Michael Jordan is getting like a little cut of all Air Jordans, right? Like you, this NFT is actually making you money if they get selected on the applications, right? And I guarantee you they're going to do same thing with Little Pudgies. They're going to probably have the same, they already have applications for new toys, new things coming forward. This is going to be like the first round. I definitely think the idea is probably going to be a lot of them will be over time created, see which ones are actually popular with people. Those traits will be produced into their game that they're going to be building, looks like. Yeah, the whole website is going to be like a little kid's game, which I think is super interesting, right? We had, I don't know, it's kind of like brings you back to the old games, kind of like how you had, we were talking about
Club Penguin.
Club Penguin, right? So like it's more of a social game. They're trying to build that into their platform, it looks like. So, I mean, I just, great target fit, audience fit for sure. I think they will be very successful. I was just asking people, hey,
me too.
Look at this toy. What do you think? Does it look cool to you or what? Like a kid or like an 8-year-old. I asked, I was like, my mom, look at these. What do you think? And she's, oh, I'm actually going to, it's only $20. I'll buy one for a present or whatever. She has no idea about any of this stuff. And
listen, when I look into like these NFTs, and you guys, everyone knows my top three, it's always Cool Cats, Doodles, and Deadfellas. Like when I see the aspect of what a figure for these projects can look like, I think they are going to look so sick, even on the Pudgy side. I was more of the sense on Pudgy that I don't like the community and what they were doing, but the actual penguins are freaking dope. Like they were so cool. Cute. So when you look at these projects that we're seeing in the NFT space, someone like myself, I look at that. I look at what this could lead to because of all the freaking collectibles that I freaking collect. I literally go to Walmarts, to Targets, to Five Below, to just going on Amazon and looking at random desk toys. And if it looks cool, it doesn't even have to have, obviously, I have meaning. Like in front of me, I have One Piece, right? And in front of me, I have Marvel. And in front of me, I have Doodles. And in front of me, I have all these things. But I also, over there, have just random stuff that I just found on Amazon, found at a store. I like little things like that where you have that the gumball machines and there's like little ninjas inside them. I have so many of those and they had no meaning whatsoever. Someone came at me and told me, RSG, do you buy Funkos of off-brand collections, universes? And I'm like, to be honest, not really. There is a few that I have, but on that side, I always stick to Marvel. The reason for it, or Marvel, DC, or One Piece now, the reason for it is I just don't have enough space. But if I had the space and the money, I would be buying all the exclusives, all this and that, because I know the opportunity at hand to have all those things. But I still think there's room here because, like you said, Cryer, I also went and showed Pudgy Penguin toys to other people and they're like, these are freaking dope. And I'm like, that is what we need. Everyone I show it to, everyone likes it. That is where we're going. When I show people Cool Cats, Doodles, Deadfellas, they're like, these are cool. What's next? I show people the rest of my bag. They're like, what the hell is that? That is worthless. But the one thing I wanted to say, Cryer, back to what you were saying, where if you bought these toys, you actually received a special birth certificate that grants access to a trait box. God damn it, Doodles, why didn't you just do this? This is going to allow you to receive those items. It can be a range from 4 to 6 exciting traits, from common to epic, and those are able to be traded, sold, and used to equip on your forever Pudgy Penguin, like you said, Cryer. And the really cool thing about this is that, and that is going to be an NFT, number one, and number two, it's a dynamic NFT. What that means is you're going to be able to take traits off, on, trade, sell, whatever you want. And it's a really cool concept where this is how it looks like when you build.
And they're all on Polygon. Character.
Yeah.
So you can actually access them. Woo. Giving me shit for the flow choice. Look at this.
RIP. Yeah. Maybe you're
but you know what I'm saying. And it's also crazy to me, like, the, like, they don't have any funding. They just got funded $9 million, which is way less than a lot of other companies. Obviously. Executed super well. have a fully licensed, ready toys supporting people. Got the game going. I just think they're just okay. I just think that they're gonna do extremely well. They have a lot of gunpowder to propel them pretty far.
Listen, Cryer, all weekend, to be honest, I've been looking at little pudgies the whole time. So doing something. I don't know, man. I'm so just pissed at seeing it because when I first started, it was at 0.45. Now it's at 0.54. So I'm like, damn it, should have just bought one. And number two, I was thinking to myself, 0.45, that's how much I put into shit coins. Maybe I should have just fucking put that into a goddamn little pudgy, but whatever. All right, what else we got, Cryer? Let's just talk. Let's just keep on talking about your bags because obviously that's the only thing going up in at this point. Dead Fellas did go up like 0.1, so woohoo! But let's talk about checks. So on the check side, before we get into checks, just for all the Dead Fella holders, now you're actually able to, through Hologram, which is a service that you can get your Dead Fella on video chat and you can actually stream. So if you go over to the Dead Fellas Twitter account, you'll see a bunch of Dead Fellas that have been streaming video games, just like vlogs, etc. Super cool things that are happening on that side. And you've used it. It looks really good for individuals that might not want to dox, that want to be like using the brand, obviously. Exactly.
Or use their IP or something like that.
Exactly. So it's super cool to see it. Super cool to see it, and hopefully a lot more of these projects will allow you to go ahead and do that. I know that Hologram is in talks with Cool Cats as well to go ahead and do that also, and of course probably a bunch of other projects. So
I think they also have Pudgy are there as well.
Oh yeah, probably.
I think most of the main ones are probably going to end up using them. There's been a couple of like companies that have already done these like for people also as well. We've used a couple.
So it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. Let's see what happens on that side. Now let's go over to checks. Cryer, why the heck are why are our checks going up and just none of my shit's going up? Go ahead. Tell me why checks are going up.
We had Opeppins and checks. The whole like what they call visualized value ecosystem has been doing really well lately just because Jack Butcher is in Christie's auction right now. So Christie's auction house. He has three pieces, and then a final fourth piece will be auctioned off. They're currently sitting around like 12 ETH floor. I think he's getting a lot of notoriety because of the recent mechanics released for the Opeppin PFP project, which I think is super cool. There's 16,000 total, and what happens is every time there will be an edition release, we've had two so far, you have to choose to keep your metadata clean or choose to, you like the artwork. It's something you enjoy. You're going to put your Opeppin into the raffle, essentially, of who's going to get it. So the only way for an edition to actually go through with it, right? So he'll keep having editions over and over. If there's not 200% of oversubscription, meaning that there's going to be some sort of people that aren't going to get it, right? Like it has to be oversubscribed by 200%, essentially, then it can continue. So the first one had... Edition one, people who were getting that are not very many people out of the collection got it. I think there was only 200, I believe. They're selling for 5 ETH already. They've gone insanely. Everyone's really wants the first collection. They broke it all down into smaller parts, all based on your checks ownership. So they go hand in hand. So if you own Opeppins, if you own checks, you get a bonus with Opeppins for the rarity. So if you're Opeppins. So there's like a lot of interconnecting mechanics. But yeah, I think they're overall, I think the idea that he's created is building with the community. I think that's one of the other reasons that Pudgy is super successful. All the projects that we've seen build with the community has done so much better. And we have testaments to our bags, right? Doodles.
Yeah.
Moonbirds didn't do it. Didn't build the community, they're down. Anyone that wasn't actually actively participating with the community is pretty much taking a huge hit. I'm just really excited to see what they're building with it. Overall, I've just been very excited at what Jack has put out so far.
Hey, and by the way, he's also at, is it Christie's as well? Christie's. He's just doing his thing, going ham, while all my other ones are not doing
slowly
anything.
Slowly fading into oblivion.
Yeah, that's crazy. But on the bright side, this weekend was VCon. By the way, We didn't say this on the last podcast or this one at all, but it was your birthday as well. And I have to say happy belated birthday the other half of Nerd FT Radio. So I had to go ahead and say that. You put the
35.
FT, you put the FT in Nerd, Cryer. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. Speaking about other stuff and fun things, at least for my side, because all the rest of it from is just like bad right now. So let's go on the fun side. VCon was this weekend and a lot of people have gone. Actually, it's not even fun because I didn't even go. So it wasn't even that fun anymore. All right, we're still going to talk about it. So VCon was out this year. I know last year it was by far my favorite event that I went to. It finally had that feel of a conference for NFTs in one area. It wasn't making me take an Uber. Freaking 8, 9, 10 miles, $50 Ubers or a subway or across the freaking city or anything. It's in one place and everyone's there. We also have the take of, hey, let's not do that. We want to go to Comic-Con. We want to go to South by Southwest. We want to go to Art Basel because we want people outside of NFTs to see what's going on. That's obviously on one side. But when it comes to this is the best way to do it where you're in one area, if it's a stadium, if it's a convention center. By the way, why are all these NFT projects like scared of just going to a convention center and they have to go to a stadium where there's like a billion stairs? Just blows my mind. Convention centers probably are just very expensive at this point. A stadium's probably less expensive. Who knows? But really cool. No way. Freaking whole NFL stadium. They're like, oh yeah, this one costs less. But VCon was this past weekend. A lot of awesome projects went. A lot of panelists, they had a concert, they had the whole thing, pretty much like last year. And the reviews, at least on my side, that I've saw, were there's two sides of it. One is there's a lot less people than last year, which from what I've seen, 100%. Obviously,
yeah, I mean,
when you went last year, things were up. Everything else wasn't or down. This year, a lot of things are down. Not that many people have so much money to go and travel to a random city in the United States. So obviously, number one. But number two, just from the looks of it, everyone's been texting me saying they were having a blast. Cool Cats were there. A bunch of our group chats were there. They were just having that time of your life where you said, hey, listen, you're finally finding people that are like you and like the same things as you. And you're just like in line, eating, talking, whatever. And those are the type of people that you're around. And I just wish I would have went. Just this man just decides to go to the most random places in
where
the
was
world,
it this time?
But it was in Indianapolis this time. Okay. So Minnesota, Indianapolis. Yeah. It's a cheap stadium is where he's going to, it looks like. But obviously last year there was a lot more hype into what was going on with VFriends. This year going into it, VFriends are not doing so well. A lot of people even saying that Gary V just forgot about NFTs for a while. And I mean, for some people, they're probably upset. For others, there aren't, but I still think that Gary Vee and what he does for the space and who he is, obviously you're going to disagree with me here, Cryer, but I think he's a good person in the space and he knows what he's doing and he's going to keep building until he's successful and all the other people around him are successful, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully next year I'll be able to go to VCon, but yeah, you're probably
I did see a lot of people
go.
Saying look wild fun. There was also Bitcoin Miami. So people had competing takes of what was more fun or whatever. But there, Udi was big on the ordinal side. Showed up as a wizard costume, was pissing everybody off because
Jesus,
everyone's against ordinals essentially on the actual Bitcoin side, right? So he was getting like death threats and all this craziness. But he ended up having a great time and looked like Tio had a lot of great time as well. So. A lot of good events going on right now.
Events are going. Just let's. Yeah, we both. Listen, you went to ETH Denver, so you had a little fun over there.
Yeah, it was great.
We had to skip a few.
I would. I much prefer the convention aspect.
I agree.
Style.
I agree.
Like ETH Denver
I
was
definitely
incredible.
Agree. Yeah, I could only imagine. But hopefully, again, these projects decide to go that route where we've seen NFT NYC, even South by Southwest and Art Basel. It's more, again, it's a secluded, it's far away. Wish we went the route of the Comic-Con. Wish we went the route of ETH Denver. Wish maybe even we went around like just going to convention centers. Or maybe, listen,
yeah,
I'm okay with the stadium.
That's what the Pudgy was saying. Like they're releasing all these toys, and now they're going to like all these IP and like specific toy conventions. All coming
smart.
Up this next month.
Smart. Very smart. Hopefully they come to Orlando so I can get one. Because, by the way, they all sold out. So my ass didn't get one, and my ass is not even a part of the community, and I'm trying to buy one. This is just ridiculous. Something's going on. Let me see what the floor is right now. It's still 0.545.
5.8?
No, 0.545, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about little
budgies. No, little. I'm not. Oops. Crier, you sold me on the dream of making a lot of money on shitcoins. It didn't happen, so I'm looking at the little pudgies, not the actual big boy pudgies, all right? Not there yet.
Oh,
but
sorry, buddy.
That pretty much no, you're good. That wraps it up on that side. Now I want to go back onto the side of Zelda.
I got a good one.
Oh,
before we jump over this.
Go.
I had someone, Moondoggy, was complaining that why didn't I like V-Friends when they did this with their toys? What's your take? Pudgies versus V-Friends toys.
I got it. Number one.
Visibility.
Macy's.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? Macy's? Listen, the only people that go to Macy's are your 70-year-old freaking grandmother, number one, or grandfather, or uncle, whoever, mom, dad, whoever you have, maybe even sister if you're that old. Number one. Number two, the only other person that goes to Macy's is because they have to go through the Macy's to get to the actual mall. Number three, it's the person they parked funny. They parked in the wrong place, or the mall was just packed and you had to go that route. Number three, it's the person that forgot to get their mom or dad a Father's Day or Mother's Day gift for the last second, and they have to go in to get something. Those are the only three people buying this nonsense. So on the Macy's side, this is the reason.
I didn't even know they had toys at Macy's.
Can we talk? Yeah, oh, it's ridiculous. Can we talk about this where NFTs? What do NFTs stand for? Non-fungible tokens. Where are those non-fungible tokens? They're on the blockchain. Where is the blockchain? On the internet. And you don't sell it on fucking Amazon? That's the freaking... That's your problem. That is literally the problem here. That's so it. There ding, is ding, the ding. Visibility. There it is. And that's what it was. I will say, the only reason I did not buy... No, the both toys are phenomenal. The V-Friends toys look phenomenal, the whole nine. The only reason I did not – here's the reason behind it. The only reason I did not buy the Gary V toys or the V-Friends toys was I specifically wanted my V-Friends, and I didn't get those V-Friends. That's where it's a little bit different, where you go into the V-Friends side of things where there's 280-plus characters. So people are only going to probably specifically buy – based off what their holdings are. There's one side. Now on the Pudgy, Cool Cats, Bored Apes, Gutter, Doodles, etc., it's one said,
yeah,
it's 10K of one said figure, one said IP, one said person, character, and that will make people want to buy the actual logo or just someone else's Pudgy or someone else's Doodle, because it can look very similar to what you have. So I think that side of the execution also, Pudgy 1-2-0. Yeah, it's literally 2-0 Pudgy right now on the side of toys.
So yeah, if you're listening to that one, Moondoggy, take that.
Yeah, unfortunately. And hey, listen, I got a bag of V-Friends as well, and I have one of the most rare ones. I literally have a freaking patient panda. God damn it, man. I don't want to talk about anything right now. I don't want to do this podcast anymore. I don't want to talk about those either. I want to change this damn name of our podcast from Nerd FT Radio to just freaking Nerd Radio, because I don't want to talk about
Nerd
NFTs
Radio
anymore.
We're not talking about NFTs anymore.
I want to talk about Zelda. I want to talk about Ted Lasso. And I want to talk about...
We already talked about Zelda. We're talking double timing down on Zelda.
No, we don't have to double time on Zelda. I want everyone to just play Zelda. Yeah, and I will Zelda. Be streaming Zelda, so just do it. Do your thing. Do your thing, 21. All right. The next thing I want to talk about was this upcoming week, some shows that are having their season finale. If I'm not mistaken, it's actually Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso's having its season finale. If not one more week after that, then there's another show I'm watching on HBO that is with Scarlett Johansson. Or not Scarlett Johansson, it's with that one. It's with Elizabeth Olsen is who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm watching it with Carolina. And
it's about candy, right?
I'm going to be real with you, Crier. That shit's money.
Good.
That shit's
good. So it's actually crazy because we watched Hulu had the same exact show because the ladies' rights came out to be for sale. So Hulu bought it also and then did it like 6 months ago previous to this one. So we had watched that show and they did a phenomenal job. But I already know the story, so I'm not like, I'm going to watch it again. Deal.
Okay, no, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. But from what I've seen on this side,
it's good,
dude.
Looks good.
It's like she's.
It was a cool. I mean, it's a really interesting story. Anyways,
I just love Elizabeth. I'm gonna be honest with you. I just like Elizabeth Olsen so much. Scarlet Witch. Obviously, I'm gonna come on. Love her. And there's actually a few other Marvel actors from the Netflix series of Iron Fist. I forgot the guy's name, but he is the lawyer in the show. I freaking love that guy from Iron Fist. Iron Fist wasn't the best Netflix Marvel show, but at least some characters in it were just like, they were on point. Good. And it was the brother of the, if you saw Iron Fist, it was the brother and sister. It was the brother. It was the guy that hated him. He was like, no way, it's him. And then later on, it is him.
Oh, it's him.
Whatever.
That seemed bad.
Besides the point, that pretty much wraps it up for us. I'm trying to close this show out because there's only one reason. And what is that reason, Cryer?
Build more bricks.
No, I want to go play Zelda. We'll catch you guys later this week to play, or excuse me, to talk. Are we going to talk about NFTs? Or are we going to talk about Zelda? We're going to talk about both things. We'll be back. Grab those Zelda bricks FT. And Cryer. Ooh.
2 weeks till Diablo.
Two weeks of Diablo, and then we need to change our logo. Your freaking
we gotta switch that penguin on there.
Damn, bro,
I gotta get rid of all this.
No, relax, relax. We did not sell those yet. All right, those aren't sold yet. We're not there yet. We still have some
half a pudgy penguin right now.
I'm just so upset right now. We'll catch you guys later this week.
See ya.
I love you all. Help me.
He's not bad.